By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of our morning show. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is brought to you each and every single morning. This is all about bringing about positivity, spreading happiness. Yes, my dear viewers. And inshallah, this is what we shall be speaking about today also. But generally, nowadays, my dear viewers, we are suffering. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of sadness. But alhamdulillah, you know, this is what we should say at the end. Alhamdulillah, whatever it is, all praise, all thanks and glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should constantly, continuously do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say subhanallah, say alhamdulillah, say la ilaha illallah, say Allahu Akbar. Continue to recite such things, my dear viewers of Madani channel, because yes, there is this, you know, disease, whatever it is, which is spreading, my dear viewers. But alhamdulillah, we know, we have this aqeedah that whatever it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who grants the shifa also. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, all of this negativity, all of this sadness, this anxiety, which people, really severe anxiety which people are suffering from sadly, all of this is try to put it to aside. Why? Because within the Qur'an there is shifa. This is one of the miracles of the glorious Qur'an. One of the brilliances of this phenomenal book, the glorious Qur'an. And alhamdulillah, each and every single day, we begin our day by listening to the glorious Qur'an. But generally, we just listen to it. It's just one of those things which it took place and then it finished. And we continue, you know, as normal. When you are listening to the Qur'an, give your full attention to the Qur'an. Think, just ponder over the words of the Qur'an, the beautiful recitation of the Qur'an, and also how the Qur'an is shifa. The Qur'an itself, my dear viewers, is shifa. Yes, we need to think about these things and listen to the glorious Qur'an with our full attention. Whatever you are doing, for those of you that may be having their breakfast, don't worry, it's only a minute or so. For those that may be doing something else, just for a minute, just pause. Give your full attention to the glorious Qur'an. Let's inshallah, as usual, begin our program by listening to the Holy Qur'an. And another thing, my dear viewers, put a smile on your face. Yes, put a smile on your face and let's listen to the Qur'an. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Mm-hmm. يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers, for those of you that may have just joined us, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now today's topic, you know, beautifully fits in with our program, with the episode name itself. My dear viewers, our program name Rise and Shine, because alhamdulillah, our program is all about removing the negativity, thinking positive, keeping a smile on your face. And also, my dear viewers, spreading this, spreading happiness, spreading joy. Inshallah, today's topic, what we shall be speaking about today, is spreading happiness. Spreading happiness. Yes, we've said there are a lot of people who are sad, a lot of people who are anxious. And just as a side note, we must be understanding. There are individuals who have many problems and some psychological problems. As I mentioned, anxiety, whatever it may be. But it is our job. It is our job as Muslims. And alhamdulillah, you know, I say this proudly. It is our job as Muslims to be spreading happiness. Because, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, because our religion, our most beloved, most loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, our great Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam, has taught us the importance of spreading joy, of spreading happiness. Yes, this is a task for us as Muslims. It's said that just spreading joy, spreading happiness, is better than performing 100 Hajj. The Hajjs which we perform, my dear viewers, this is optional, 100 optional Hajj. There's one which is obligatory. After that, it's optional. You only have to perform Hajj once in your life. But look how great of a deed this is, performing Hajj. Look how great it is. But it's said to bring happiness to somebody is even better, is even greater than 100 of these major great pilgrimages. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, really, our religion has taught us. So one thing we must be understanding, we must understand that yes, some people, and I have seen this myself sadly, that some people, they are afraid to even be close to their own family members, and they are really, they are on the case, on the brink of, as you would say, losing it. This is the state they're at. Why? Because they're anxious. But inshallah, we will not be speaking about the negative things, we won't be speaking about the anxiety, we'll be speaking about removing those things. To remove the negative, we have the positive, my dear viewers. And inshallah, and alhamdulillah, we have listened to the glorious Quran. After listening to the Quran, we then recite salawat upon the noble and greatest messenger sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alayhi wa sallam in the form of a Naat Sharif. Let's listen to a Naat Sharif, those at home. Yes, you can continue what you are doing, and also try to follow along, try to read along if possible, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے سے پلے ڈال چھڑکیاں کھائیں کہاں چھوڑ کے صدقہ تیرا صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں, ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں, جس راہ چل گئے ہیں, جس راہ چل گئے بسا دیے ہیں, ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں. جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں, جب آ گئی ہے جوش رحمت پہ ان کی آنکھیں, جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں, جلتے بجھا دیے ہیں, روتے ہنسا دیے ہیں, ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے. دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا, ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا, تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے, تم نے تو چلتے مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں. ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں ہو, ان کے نثار کوئی کیسے ہی رنج میں, نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں. اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نسرد ہوگا, اللہ کیا جہنم اب بھی نسرد ہو, مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں. میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا, میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ بغا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے
محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madrasa Shalala, Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. We also have, mashallah, our young juvenile muballigh Abdullah Bhai, who shall also be teaching us about something. But firstly, my dear viewers, the topic of our day. Now, what is today's topic? Today, inshallah, for those of you that may have just joined us today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about spreading happiness and spreading joy. The importance about bringing happiness in a person's life. Now, this is very generic, meaning it is open to many possibilities. There are many ways a person can bring somebody happiness. Simply, as I mentioned, just smiling, if you were to smile, this could be a way of bringing somebody. Just imagine, just generally, just think of this. You see a person. Well, nowadays you're not really seeing many people, but you are allowed to take a walk, you know, because you should do some exercise. So you can leave your home once a day. So imagine you were to walk past somebody. Yes, keep your 2 meters distance, but imagine you were to walk past somebody, and if you were to have a grumpy face. We're already speaking about how people are anxious, how people are really sad. Tell me, would this not just exacerbate the situation we are already in? Would this not just make things worse, my dear viewers? Yes, it would. Imagine looking at a person and smiling. Imagine you were to be walking past them, and imagine you were to smile. Wouldn't this show that, yes, there still is, alhamdulillah. You know, look at all the blessings we still have. This is what we need to think about. Spread happiness just by smiling at somebody. Smile at your parents. Smile at your brothers and sisters. Don't be grumpy. Don't have a sad face or no. Just smile. This is one way of spreading happiness. Another, my dear viewers, is to praise somebody. Yes, you can praise him and say, mashallah, you know, you're looking good. Or mashallah, I like how you do this. Praising somebody in such a way, which the intention obviously should be to bring that person happiness. Another way of making somebody happy could be to give somebody something. I think for possibly everything I'm coming towards, nowadays, yes, it's precautions and everything. Before you give somebody something, make sure you wash your hands before you touch those things. We hope, you know, nothing's being spread on those. But my dear viewers, inshallah, with the necessary precautions, these are things, gifting somebody something, giving somebody food, especially your neighbors, asking your neighbors, as we mentioned before. Now, there will be many people in your street, in your area. Obviously, we are limited to the people that we know, and possibly even limited to our streets, maybe even just to our neighbors, because many of us do not know the people living in our street. But your relatives, think of it like this. If there is somebody who is elderly and they are finding it difficult to get the general necessities, those things which they require, food, flour, rice, whatever it may be, then maybe if you were to ask them, if they require anything, you know, I am going shopping, rather than both of us to go shopping, I'll go and bring you something. This will bring happiness. They will think, wow, mashallah, that's brilliant of you, that you're asking at such a time where everybody's so worried about themselves. No, my dear viewers, be worried about other people. If you are worried, worry for other people, really. But try not to worry, undoubtedly, my dear viewers, because Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have this belief that inshallah, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for it to happen to, I'll just keep it like this, it will, nothing can protect them. But if they are free, then nothing can harm them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to keep it away from you, then nothing can harm you, my dear viewers. Another way of spreading happiness, generally call your relatives. Generally call your relatives. Now these are some things which I myself have not acted upon, inshallah. As I'm thinking over them, inshallah, I'm also making the intention to act upon these. You also do the same. Another method of bringing happiness to somebody is to call your relatives. Ask them how they are. It's not only when they're ill. Now one thing I've realized is that as soon as we hear somebody is ill, then immediately we are calling them. But then we need to ask, what are our intentions? One could be that I'm calling him in order, inshallah, to maybe, inshallah, change his state of mind. I can bring some sort of happiness to that person. Another is just, you know, like we call it a dhan. In Arabic, there's a word which is a dhan, which is presumption. Why? Because we just wish for news. We just wish for more information. There's no good intention behind it. Not this, my dear viewers, where everybody's rushing to call such a person out. Does he have the virus? And this is all we're worried about. My dear viewers, generally call people. Generally call them, call your family, call your relatives. Ask them how they are, inshallah. People will think this will bring happiness to people. But mashallah, at such a time, a person is so thoughtful. You know, it's very thoughtful of you to do such an act. So we should spread happiness. Now the reward of spreading happiness, there's something which I read. And this is something which, subhanAllah, it has stuck to my mind. It has stuck to my mind, and I always think of this. And just this one narration, my dear viewers, is so beautiful that I always think to myself, that Allahu Akbar, I wish to act upon this for this one reason. It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when you bring happiness to another individual, when you bring happiness to another individual, you make another person happy, you make another Muslim happy, then this happiness of yours, this takes a form. This happiness takes a form. And when you die, when you are lowered into your grave, then that form of happiness, this comes to your grave. Whilst you are in your grave, whilst you know, it's possible you may have been suffering, this happiness brings you ease. This happiness on your behalf performs istighfar. It asks for your forgiveness all the way up until the day of judgment. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, really we need to think about this. We really need to think about this. That you can spend your entire life, you can spend your entire life performing good actions. When you die, these actions finish. Other than some, these actions finish. Nothing will be benefiting you. Well, these actions will benefit you, no doubt. Our good actions shall be of benefit for us in the grave. But let's just say you don't have many good actions. Let's just say you don't have many good actions. Or even those actions, they will be limited. But when you die, if you had brought happiness to somebody, if you had placed happiness in somebody's heart, that even after you die now, we have, subhanAllah, our children. Now, not everybody is fortunate enough to have somebody to remember them. But even if we do, think about it. For those people whose parents have passed away, I would ask them, do you go visit the grave of your parents? Many people would say yes. Okay, now I have a question. Your grandparents, do you go visit the graves of your grandparents? Now it's going to go from, let's just say, for example, if it was to be 100 people who were yes with their parents, it's going to go to 5 people with their grandparents, possibly even less than that. 2 people, 3 people, let's just say the 5 people. Okay, now I ask you another question. Your great grandparents, do you visit their graves? Do you do dua for them? Do you, whenever you recite the Quran, do you send the reward to them? So now even from that 5, it would go to 1 in 100 or 0. What am I trying to tell you, my dear viewers? What I am trying to say is, when you die, it's possible if you have children, if you're fortunate enough to have children, if you're fortunate enough not only to have children, but to have such children who come to visit you, then your children will come to visit you. Possibly your grandchildren may come to visit you. But 1 in 1,000,000, your great-grandchildren coming to visit you to seek istighfar on your behalf, to seek your forgiveness, to send reward to you. This is close to impossible, my dear viewers. But if you were only to place happiness in somebody's heart, then this happiness shall take a form, come to your grave, and continue to seek your forgiveness up until the Day of Judgment. The questions it will help you with. Whatever difficulties you may face, it will help you with. What is this? Only bringing about happiness in somebody's heart, inshallah. My dear viewers of Mother, inshallah, we are, you know, it's a lot easier now because everybody is sad, everybody is down. We all need to again raise ourselves, really. We all need to raise ourselves and we need to think positively. My dear viewers of Madani channel, try to spread happiness. Inshallah, we shall be going to our first segment, which is our daily reminder. Alhamdulillah, each and every single day, we have a daily reminder. Now, let's go to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal, the merciful, the most kind, the master of the Day of Judgment, has prepared the eternal everlasting blessings of Jannah for believers and his obedient bondmen in the hereafter. We need to understand for whom are these magnificent blessings of Jannah are destined. Those believers who continue carrying out virtuous deeds throughout their lives have received the glad tidings of Jannah, as it is stated in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 124 and Juz number 5. Translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman: whoever does virtuous deeds, whether man or woman, and is a Muslim, will admit to paradise and they will not be wronged a bit. Commentating on the blessed ayah, Alama Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh has stated, whichever human, man or woman, if he or she does good deeds according to his or her ability and is a true believer with correct belief, then he or she would be rewarded with the entry into Jannah after the Day of Judgment. The level of Jannah that one would get will be according to one's deeds. No one will be oppressed, even to a slightest bit. As one who deserves a higher level, his level is reduced and is granted a lower level without any reason, such injustice will not take place at all. My sweet viewers of Madni Channel, look how merciful our Lord is. Look how kind Allah Azza wa Jal is. He gave us Islam. He gave us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us the way to go to Jannah. He showed us how to love our Creator. But remember, it says in the Holy Quran, ones that believe and do good works will be admitted to Jannah. We believe, we say we believe, we admit we believe, but do we do any good works? If we are Muslims and we do good work, then we will enter Jannah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Do we read our Salah? This is good work, because it's farz. Do we pay zakat? Do we fast in the month of Ramadan? Do we go to Hajj if we can afford it? These are the fara'id that we need to be done. But extra work is the thing that will take us to Jannah. Things like reading Nawafil, reading Tahajjud, going on Madni Dora, doing Halkas at Fajr time, going and doing Dars in the Masjid, doing Chowk Dars, filling out our Madni Namat, going on Kafla, reading the Quran daily, and being nice with people, not backbiting, not hurting anyone's feeling, not lying, not committing any kind of sin. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, if we can do this, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, our Lord will be pleased with us, and we will inshallah by His grace and the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we will enter Jannah.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, azzurl. That was our daily reminder. Now, subhanallah, it's all about spreading happiness, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our respected Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, Damat Barakatum Al-Ali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a long and healthy life. So let's inshallah azzurl speak to them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Azzurl, Mufti Sahib, brilliant to have you as always. And especially at such sad times, MashaAllah, whenever we hear you, it does bring a smile to our faces. InshaAllah, Azzurl. Now, Mufti Sahib, MashaAllah, we did see how, and this is a perfect example, my dear viewers. There's one thing, for example, I'm here, I'm speaking, and I'm talking about spreading happiness. But the reality and the best thing is, mashallah, as we've seen from Mufti Sahib, where he was sitting down. Mufti Sahib, if you can share a little about this, inshallah.
It's one thing that you give nationally, you give charity, and you feel that in some part of the world, your charity has reached and people have benefited. But it's a different thing when you go yourself there and experience, and you live with them. Even if it's a day or two, and the impact is totally different. And you know, as you call it, Ainul Yaqeen and then Haqqul Yaqeen, you know, your level of certainty increases.
Subhanallah.
And you then start believing things and seeing things differently. So these Madani Kafilas in Dawat Islami, they help us a lot to see, you know, real lives of the people out there on the ground.
Subhanallah, I think this is also a perfect example, mashallah, which you yourself have demonstrated. And my dear viewers, it's a lesson that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives everybody happiness. This is just something to point out. That, and most of, I remember once I was in Pakistan, this was in Karachi, It was quite a few years ago, subhanAllah, whilst I was studying. And I saw there were some children, and there was a lot of rain during this time. There was flooding. The water was dark, it was dirty. These children were bathing and they were just, you know, like children were splashing water at each other. Just imagine this, my dear viewers. But one thing which I thought to myself, Mufti Sahib, inshallah you'll be able to expound on this, was that look at these children and take a look at our children. Our children, they need, you know, they need tablets, they need all sorts of consoles, whatever it may be, all sorts of expensive things in order to keep them happy. Whereas how many children are this happy and they have completely nothing without even having clothes on their bodies?
Yes, no, definitely all these are lessons for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept everybody in this dunya differently with different lifestyles and standards. That is for us to, you know, appreciate what we have and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and find a way to His closeness. You know, there's a hadith of Mubarakah that says, when you are in the evening, do not expect to see the morning. And when you are in the morning, do not expect to see the evening.
Subhanallah.
This is a basic fundamental principle of being happy in this world. You know, you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality. And whatever comes from Him for you, that's your share, you must take it. And what you don't get is not your share, and you should not worry about it. And this, if a person trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his belief in taqdeer, in destiny, becomes very strong, he'll never be grieved, he'll never have sorrow, he'll never be in trouble, because he'll be pleased with the decision of his Lord. This is what would make somebody happy. Less than that, there's no happiness. No matter how much money you have, how much wealth and luxuries of this world you have, and how many things you can afford to buy, and how many comforts and luxuries you can afford, there's no happiness in that. Sometimes, you know, you can have all those things, but you can't enjoy them due to sickness, due to some other restrictions. So the real happiness is when you are bonded with your Lord.
SubhanAllah. So one thing is being happy. How about spreading happiness, Mufti Sahib?
Yes, of course. That would also make you happy because you are now following the standards that are set by your Lord and by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. You know, you remove people's sorrows, their difficulties. You help them. You stand by them when they are in difficulty. You give them assurance that you are on their side. And you support them in goodness, and you help them to get out of evil if they are indulged in. So all these are things that would bring happiness to a person or to a family or to a unit.
Right.
This would make you happy as well, because you have done something good for someone, and Allah loves that, and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves that.
SubhanAllah. JazakAllahu khairah, Mufti Sahib. We do hope to have you, inshallah, regularly on Rise and Shine, inshallah, azzawajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for joining us. My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, mashallah, this was our respected Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, from South Africa, who have given us, mashallah, many pearls of advice. Now, next, as each and every single day, we have this segment, which is the daily Hadith Sharif. So listen to this Hadith Sharif, and also to remember this Hadith Sharif, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, I will be sharing a hadith in regards to a beautiful sunnah narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْلَا أَنْ أَشُكَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ إِنْدَ كُلِّ سَلَامٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, had I not found it difficult upon my ummah, I would have instructed, I would have commanded them that they use the miswak for every salah. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, from this hadith we can understand how much importance and emphasis has been made upon using the miswak. Alongside there being many hygienical and medical benefits of using the miswak, the greatest virtue of using the miswak, of course, is that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah and it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the miswak, it pleases the Rahman and it displeases the shaitan. Using the miswak, it graces an individual with the presence, with the company of the angels. And through using the miswak, one is able to elevate his status in Jannah. Also, the miswak aids a person in the pangs of death. And the salah which is performed after using the miswak, its reward is also multiplied by 70. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, why don't you also make the intention to use the miswak? Now, how do we use the miswak? When do we use the miswak? To learn about all these manners and many other madri pearls in regards to miswak, I encourage you to read the booklet of written by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya entitled Blessings of Miswak, which can be purchased at your nearest Maktabatul Madina, or alternatively you can download it on the website of Dawat Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the privilege of being able to make use of this beautiful miswak and ultimately act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now my dear viewers, there's many forests all around the world, and larger forests, or more tropical forests, we call them rainforests. And the biggest and greatest of rainforests is the Amazon rainforest. Many of us would have heard of the Amazon rainforest. Really, when I think of Amazon rainforest, automatically I'm excited, because it is one of those things which I've, for some reason, I don't know as to why exactly, but I've always been really, really interested in hearing about, in even seeing the Amazon rainforest. Although I will be scared to possibly go into the Amazon rainforest, nevertheless, my dear viewers, but to learn about the rainforest. Now, we are suffering from illnesses, but alhamdulillah, we've also been told that for every illness other than death, that for every illness or disease, there is a cure for it. There is a cure for that disease. And within the Amazon rainforest, there is millions and millions of trees. And it is generally from trees or from plants where we get our cures for many things. Let's hear a little about the Amazon rainforest. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We thank you Allah. We thank you Allah. Alhamdulillah. We thank you, Allah.
The Amazon is the largest forest in the world. It covers approximately 2.2 million square miles. But friends, unfortunately, there is a massive deforestation in the world, which is destroying our ecosystem. We are losing 7.3 million hectares of forest each year. So friends, what can we do to save environment? Huzur Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that every fruit of a tree you have planted will be rewarded by Allah. We should do plantation and take care of them until they fully grow, and keep some indoor trees so we can enjoy the fresh air in our houses. Discourage tree cutting and spread awareness about their importance.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. A very, very short clip, my dear viewers. We do have less time, but subhanAllah, just watching that, mashallah. It's all about lessons, my dear viewers. It's all about learning. And from this, we really should learn the importance of tree. Our religion is so beautiful. Teaches about things which, you know, it taught us about these things 1400 years ago, and nowadays we are only tackling such issues or attempting to tackle such issues. There is a benefit of reciting the Durood Sharif, which inshallah I would like to also mention, because it refers to fruit, it refers to a tree. Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karamallahu wajhahu al-kareem has stated that khalaqallahu ta'ala fil jannah shajaratan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a tree. ثَمَرُهَا أَكْبَرُ مِنَ التُفَّاحِ. Its fruits are bigger than an apple. وَأَزْغَرُ مِنَ الرُّمَّانِ. And smaller than a pomegranate. Softer than butter. وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ. Sweeter than asal, than honey. وَأَطْيَبُ مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. Even more fragrant than musk. That its branches are of pearls, are of fresh pearls. جُزُوعُهَا مِنَ الذَّهَبِ. Its trunks are, the meaning this type of tree, its trunks are made of gold. وَوَرَقُهَا مِنَ الزَّبَرْجَدِ. Its leaves are of emeralds. لا يأكل منها إلا من أكثر من الصلاة على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the only people that shall be eating from this tree, such a beautiful tree, are those people who abundantly send salutations upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, this is a tree of Jannah. And subhanAllah, this is its fruits. And how can you attain such? By regularly sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have not many things. There's not many things to do at home, my dear viewers. One thing you can do is send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Let's see which fruit we have today and what are the benefits of eating such a fruit. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The pomelo fruit, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, something many of you would have never heard of. It is a citrus fruit that has a number of health benefits for each and every single one of us. Health benefits of the pomelo include its ability to boost the immune system. Yes, normal. Improved digestion. Yes, normal for fruits. Lower blood pressure. Reduce cramping. This is not normal, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It may also help reduce signs of premature aging. Yes, and it helps weight loss, it boosts oral and dental health. Pomelo is considered a citrus fruit and it is closely related to grapefruits. Now, its scientific name is Citrus maxima.
is called this because from amongst these citrus fruits, this is the largest one of them all. The closest in size to these kind of citrus fruits is the grapefruit. Pomelo is primarily found in Southeast Asia, which is its native region. It has not become popular in other parts of the world. Why? Because it typically takes 8 years to grow before the seed can begin to flower and even bear any fruit. Also, much of the weight and the volume of this pomelo is tough and inedible, while only the inner flesh is palatable. The taste of pomelo is quite pleasant, with the consistency of grapefruit, however, without the tart or the tangy flavor. This fruit is usually pale green or yellow in color, so a bit to the side from the orange, while the edible flesh inside is pulpy and white, pink, or red, depending on the variety. The reason that this is so popular amongst not us Madhya viewers, but in Southeast Asia, is because it has so many vitamins, minerals, and organic content, such as vitamin C, potassium, dietary fiber, vitamin B6, and magnesium. Yes, it boosts immunity, it aids in digestion, it regulates blood pressure, it is good for weight loss. But as I mentioned, that this also prevents cramping. Yes, potassium is important for the fluid balance in our bodies. It is a key aspect of muscle cramping and stiffness. Without proper levels of potassium, you will likely face cramps and become susceptible to pulled muscles and torn ligaments. Luckily for us, pomelo supply a good amount of potassium content, which can help achieve this health goal. This also improves bone health. Yes, another boon of adequate potassium is that it can aid in preventing osteoporosis. Potassium intake has been connected to bone mineral density as it helps to facilitate the uptake of other essential minerals for keeping our bones strong. Eat pomelo, also give it to your children. It also improves wound healing. Yes, why? Because high vitamin C content has been shown to help replace dead tissue with healthy tissue, and it promotes wound healing. Pomelo fruit contains vitamin C, much of it. Obtaining adequate amounts from this fruit and other fruits also promotes the development of collagen, which makes the skin more flexible and fastens up healing. So the high levels of minerals, potassium, vitamin C, vitamin A, etc. in this fruit, on the downside, on the negative side, can also make it hazardous for patients with liver and kidney conditions. Also, patients with hypertension must speak with a healthcare professional, as pomelo lowers the blood pressure significantly. So, eat pomelo, but also first consult your doctor. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, I was just watching that and I was thinking, generally whichever fruit I see, mashallah, especially in our segments, I have a special likening towards that fruit. I think I really want to eat this. But as I was just pondering over the words, it was quite relaxed, and I was saying things like, it boosts immunity, this is normal, it does this is normal, meaning normal for fruits generally. And I was thinking that these are normal, and on a normal day we would say these are normal. But nowadays, especially with the pandemic, my dear viewers, this is what we need to boost our immunity. This is very, very important. And mashallah, we hear this of many fruits. So many fruits, by eating these fruits, this boosts our immunity. So if, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the coronavirus, but if we are to be affected by any illness, whatever it may be, having a good immune system will inshallah wa azzurul aid us in fighting off the virus, in fighting off any illness. So the lesson to be learned today, well, there's two. There's many, subhanAllah, but let's take two. One, spread happiness. Spread happiness, my dear viewers, especially at this time of sorrow. Your duty to spread happiness. And the second, eat many fruits. Yes, eat many fruits, because inshallah, this shall boost your immunity, your immune system. And inshallah, we shall help you long term. Generally, refrain from foods which are not healthy, which are not good for you, and eat good, healthy foods. That's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be returning with more rise and shine. But do keep this on your mind that you must send salutations upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. Of Allah.